And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Many of the 1,800 living victims of the state's horrific eugenics program will not receive compensation for their abuse at the hands of the state, even though the General Assembly set aside $10 million to help them. State lawmakers refused to consider extending the June 30th deadline for the victims to apply for compensation, even though the General Assembly provided no funding for outreach to make sure all the victims had been contacted. There were also administrative and paperwork hurdles that applicants must have cleared to have their applications considered. Many of the victims are seniors who might not have been able to immediately put their hands on documentation about their estates. The UNC Center for Civil Rights was trying to help the victims, but there wasn't simply enough time to find them all. Lawmakers should extend the deadline for applications and fund outreach efforts to find all the living victims. There's simply no excuse for setting an arbitrary date that prevents some small measure of justice for people whose lives were forever changed by the cruelty of the state. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.